Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, February 28th. The grains closed sharply higher with May corn limit up. Remember, my comments are to the May contracts now. May corn limit up at 690 and three quarters. May wheat up 74 and a quarter cents at 634. The May corn was limit up. May wheat just missed by three quarters of a cent. May beans up 52 and a quarter cents at 1336 and three quarters. The meal was only up 360 at 446.30. The oil was up 359 at 72.52. Obviously, the bean oil is supported by the crude oil. Crude oil closing up 413 at 95.72. But that was a good $3.35 off of last night's highs. So that obviously spurred the bean oil, which was really the main strength in the beans here today. Obviously, with the war machine moving deeper into Ukraine, the stock market tried to rally. It looked like maybe the peace talks were going to have something positive. But in the last hour or so, the Dow Jones has gone from 130 lower to 562 lower. So obviously, the peace talks aren't going too well. Apparently now, they've adjourned. They're going back to their home countries, their capitals, to talk with the people to see if President Putin and President Zelensky, to see if there's anything they want to do here. My guess is Putin's going to turn them down. The Ukrainians have done a phenomenal job holding off the Russians so far. But there's apparently, the rumor has it, there's a 17-mile long truck convoy moving toward Ukraine. And if those trucks get through, it's going to be hell on the Ukrainians. But with these kind of markets, this volatility is going to be extreme. Limits are going to be expanded when they do go. And there's no telling what these markets can do. Of course, if Putin takes one foot back, these markets will collapse. But I think, again, part of the big problem was Putin uttered the nuclear word yesterday. Absolute stupidity, in my opinion. But, you know, even the Swiss are backing off of Putin and not helping him with any money transfers. The Swiss have always, for 400 years of what they call Canton history, they have never taken up a stand in defense of any politician out here. They've always played it neutral. It's the first shift we've seen, and it's frankly stunning. But Putin is getting cut off here. I don't know where he's going to get the funds to fund any kind of a war out here. And there's all kinds of talk about what the oligarchs are going to do. The oligarchs have gotten absolutely devastated financially with the ruble. It's down half as much again today as it was on Thursday. I mean, if you look at a ruble chart, you wonder, how can anybody survive this? Their stock market hasn't even opened yet. When that does, they're going to take another shellacking. Now, rumor has it that Putin may be offering all these oligarchs who are getting creamed the Ukrainian land. Now, there's going to be a lot of question about what's going to happen in 4 weeks during springtime. Who's going to plant these crops? Who's going to grow them? Who's going to sell them? Who gets the money for it? Who owns the land? All these questions are up in the air, and that's going to continue to provide a lot of volatility here for days, if not weeks, to come, if not longer than that. President Biden speaks tomorrow. I don't know whether he's going to say anything different than we've heard, more sanctions. I don't know what else he can do at this point, but except give the Russians a scolding, which Putin will just absolutely ignore. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.